Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. And what company are you with again?
Customer support. We are a third-party call center. We had over 350 different products. Can I have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
68152.
68152. First and last name?
Devorah Mitchell.
Okay. Can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please?
5308 Gerard Street.
Okay. Thanks so much for information as well. I do that you did do the contest entry for the chance to win the free iPad, the free iPhone, or the vacuum. You did also as well pay
the... Wait. Hold on a second. I called you because I was looking online and found out about a mixer. And just to see if it was legit, I entered all the information. And it came up, it said it was, they were selling them at this might sound trivial, but $2. But I look up and you guys don't tax $59.89 on my card.
Okay. So I apologize for the misunderstanding. You were charged the $59.89, ma'am, for the meal plan?
No, for a mixer.
Yes, ma'am. So the $59.89 was for the meal plan, and the meal plan is basically like a fitness and health mobile app designed to fuel your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
No. That's not what I went in this thing for. Hello, are you there?
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I want that stopped. That's not what I went in there for.
Okay,
that's
you're trying to cancel because I'm able to offer you $20 a month to stay. Would that work for you?
No, just cancel it. I don't know. No. I was given the wrong information, and I can't trust it anymore. I want it canceled, please.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to get that account canceled for you, ma'am, what I also am able to do for you as well, ma'am.
Okay, wait. Are we talking about the right thing? I did this for a mixer.
Yes, ma'am. It was for the chance to win the mixer, but you did also as well. The $59.89 that you're talking about, that's for the meal plan, ma'am. I know you did. You did do the. Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to go ahead and get that account. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I am going to go ahead and get that account canceled for you, ma'am. What I also can do for it is you a $55 refund. Is there's a $5 non-refundable setup fee? Would that work for you?
That'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Hold on, please. Place you on a brief hold, moment.
Huh?
Place you on a brief hold, one moment.
Okay. I'll be fine. Please come back.
Yes, ma'am, I will. I'm still here. Just noting the account and everything.
I'm sorry. I say that. I did that once before on something that I was looking forward to getting, and they overcharged me like 3 times. And when I called them about it, they hung up on me. So I just, this is my ducats. My ducats ain't very much, and I need to keep track of them.
Okay, hold on, please.
Maybe I might try y'all again, but right now that wasn't what I was concerned about.
Okay, so no problem. The cancellation effect immediately, the refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Is there anything? By next week, I should have it back, correct? Next week.
Yes, ma'am. That $55 will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
All right, thank you very much, and I'm sorry to bother you.
You're fine. Thanks so much for calling us support. Enjoy wonderful day.
Say that again.
No, you're fine. Thanks so much for calling us support. You enjoy wonderful day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Have a blessed day.